Please be seated. I forgot that, I think, the last time. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which is so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The colors of Christmas, we can see them right in here. We see the white for purity. We see the holly with the prickles on it. We see the red. The white is his purity. The red is his blood shed for us. And the holly, of course, represents the crown of thorns, representing his passion. Christmas week is a roller coaster, a liturgical roller coaster. Christmas Day is in white. Then the very next day, we celebrate and commemorate the martyrdom of the proto-deacon and martyr of the church, St. Stephen. The next day is done in white. St. John the Evangelist, they were supposed to have martyred him, but he was boiled in a pot of oil and survived it. The only apostle that did not suffer complete martyrdom. The 28th, which is extra poignant to me and a lot of us, the Feast of the Holy Innocents. Those children who died, who were martyred, not by desire, but by deed. Those children slaughtered because of Herod trying to find the Christ child to destroy him. The next day in some calendars is the feast of St. Thomas Becket of Canterbury, where he was brutally murdered at the altar of God because King Henry II allegedly had said, "Who will rid me of this meddlesome priest?" Please don't say that to me. I'll get scared. And so it goes on. Then the year ends with the feast of St. Sylvester, who was a doctor of the church. And it's interesting, yesterday, and I'll pray for the happy soul of Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, named Pope Benedict XVI, that he passed on to larger life on the Feast of St. Sylvester. Today we have the Feast of the Circumcision. In many churches, it's called the naming of the child Jesus, and that's true. But he was named even before that. When the Annunciation to Mary, the angel of the Lord told him that he would be named Jesus. So it's almost redundant that the parts of the church calls this feast day the Holy Name of Jesus, which it is. But most importantly, a lot of churches dilute that. They don't like the idea of the gritty idea of circumcision. And it is a gritty idea, but our Lord participated in it according to the law. This was his first shedding of blood for our favor, complying in every way to the law. Even when he was 8 years old, his name, he complied with the Jewish law. It's important for us to remember that we shouldn't, slide over top of that and sort of not mention it. But his willingness on his parents' part to comply with the law, and then thus his first shedding of the blood. I'm going to read a piece going back to the theme of Christmas itself. A reading from a sermon of St. Augustine. Truth sprang from earth and justice looked down from heaven. Wake up, O man. It was for you that God was made man. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. For you, I say, God was made man. Eternal death would have awaited you had he not been born in time. Never would you be freed from your sinful flesh had he not taken to himself the likeness of sinful flesh. Everlasting would be your misery had he not performed this act of mercy. You would not have come to life again had he not come to die your death. You would not have broken down had he not come down to help you. You would have perished had he not come. Let us joyfully celebrate the coming of our salvation and redemption. Let us celebrate the hallowed day in which the great eternal day came from the great eternal day into this, our so short and temporal day. He has become our justice and our sanctification and our redemption. And so as the scripture says, let him who glories, glory in the Lord. Truth then is sprung out of the earth. Christ has said, I am the truth, is born of a virgin. And justice looked down from heaven. Man believing in him who has been born has been justified not by himself, but by God. Truth is sprung out of the earth, for the Word was made flesh, and justice looked down from heaven, for every best gift and perfect gift is from above. Truth is sprung out of the earth, flesh born of Mary, and justice looked down from heaven, for a man cannot receive anything unless it be given him from heaven. Being justified by faith, let us have peace with God, for justice and peace have kissed each other through our Lord Jesus Christ. For truth is sprung out of the earth. Through him we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we glory in our hope of sharing the glory of God. St. Paul does not say our glory, but the glory of God, because justice does not proceed from us, but from glory, but in the Lord. Because of this, when the Lord was born of the Virgin, the angels announced, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. We'll sing that in a few minutes, maybe with a renewed fervor, thinking of those shepherds that heard that. The silence of night was broken when the angels sang this hymn, which we'll sing in a few minutes. Whence is peace on earth, if not from the fact the truth is sprung out of the earth? That is, Christ is born of flesh, and he is our peace, who has made both one, that we might be men of goodwill, bound together by the sweet bonds of unity. Let us then rejoice in this grace, that our glory may be the testimony of our conscience, and we may glory not in ourselves, but in the Lord. Obviously, it was because of this that it was said, my glory, who lifts up my head. But what greater grace could have dawned upon us from God than that he, who had only one son, made him the Son of Man, and so in turn made the Son of Man a Son of God? Ask yourselves whether this involved any merit, any motivation, any right on your part, and see whether you find anything but grace. St. Augustine. Let's, in our minds, revisit that silent night when all was peaceful, and then that glory to God all at once piercing the silence, announcing to the world that had been dark for approximately 400 years between Malachi and the Annunciation to the Blessed Mother. Those 400 years of silence were broken. Maybe it sounded like shattering glass, but the glorious sound of heaven resounded before him, that the Savior is born. And 8 days later, on this feast of his circumcision, we end with these words. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which is so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb, thus complying with the law, even at his name. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.